Texte numéro 120. Turnout among young voters was the second highest for a midterm in past 30 years. About 27% of voters between the ages of 18 to 29 cast a ballot in the midterm election this year, according to an early estimate from the Centre for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement at Tufts University, also known as CIRCLE. Researchers say the 2022 election had the second highest voter turnout among voters under 30 in at least the past three decades. So far, the highest turnout during a midterm for this voting bloc is 2018, when about 31% of young people who are eligible to vote cast a ballot. During a briefing Thursday, the deputy director at CIRCLE said 2018 remains a high watermark for youth voter turnout during midterms in the US since at least the 1970s. Historically, youth voter turnout has hovered around 20% during midterm elections. This year, CIRCLE said turnout was significantly higher in some of the battleground states, including Florida, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, New Hampshire, Nevada, Ohio, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. On aggregate, CIRCLE researchers found turnout was roughly 31% in those states. Outreach, contact, investment in these states was higher, the deputy director said. So it's not surprising that voter turnout is higher in these states. Young voters also had a significant influence on election outcomes in some of the key races in those battleground states. According to CIRCLE, young people preferred Democratic candidates by a 28-point margin, which helped Democrats in statewide races that include the Pennsylvania U.S. Senate race and the Wisconsin gubernatorial race. Young people stood along in supporting, decisively, a Democratic statewide race candidate, said the group's director. The result is that young people kept the races really close, and in some cases, we think they will decide the outcome of the race. CIRCLE's elections coordinator said this year's election represents a continuation of high civic engagement among young people in recent years. She said investments in organisations that mobilise young people year-round are key to improving voter turnout in this voting bloc. She said possibly a decrease in those kinds of investments this year could be why turnout this year was slightly lower than 2018, with many non-profit, non-partisan organisations having to turn to private donations to keep their programmes running. We saw in registration numbers that 18 to 19-year-olds were not being engaged as much as they were in 2018, she said. And that's a red flag that there isn't as much work happening to register new voters. Adapted from NPR, November 2022.